a game show element. There likely will be a game show element, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like chaos is kind of, yes, maybe not the main objective, but a main objective here.
We are agents of chaos, mm-hmm, and we run these events so that people can also experience that.
I would say that in terms of the agents of chaos thing, like philosophically, we're trying to uproot whatever previous roles you are setting in your everyday life. You got to be questioning those, you know? And if you're not questioning those, then you don't know if you're missing out on some stuff. And I think that's really the whole point.
On that note, why are you doing this? Like, what prompted this idea?
It started with our group of friends. Like, I can't say the thing I told you we did over the summer, because that's probably not okay. But we run crazy events all the time, because we're just trying to expand our minds, open our horizons. And we are running this event so that other people can also enjoy this. It started with us being like, we should do this with just our friends. And then we realized other people probably would enjoy this. And we've had such great feedback, and like, we've had so many people applying to participate, be a judge, to film, and they're all volunteering their time just for this nonsense, and it's so awesome.
Yeah, because why stay up for 24 hours with the same people you've seen every day when you could do that with people you've never met before in your house?
In our house. Yeah.
So, that's the other side of this, is there is, as you've said, there's sort of like a final performance element at Redgate, but a big chunk of this is just happening in a grocery store, in your house, and there's this sort of like reality TV documentary aspect to it. When did you decide that that would be part of this idea?
That was from the beginning, because because the whole thing was like, when we were planning this with just our friends, we were like, nobody's actually going to stay up for 24 hours and play music.
Yeah.
Like, that just, without any added pressure of, you know, fame, fortune.
The shame of falling asleep on camera.
Exactly.
Yep. Because if you fall asleep,
the point system as well. There's going to be a whole point system.
Yeah. It's really, really,
sleeping.
It's really hard to explain. So we have a panel of judges, and like, they're from various walks of life. We have special guest star Kevin on the board as well. Yep. Special guest star Kevin's going to be there, but the judging is all emotional, and there's a lot of categories.
There is, and you can, the judges can really go in either direction, so they can potentially even include their own categories aside from that, but on the categories, they can go anywhere from negative infinity to positive infinity, and it is entirely up to the judge. They can go as extreme about it as possible. In fact, it is encouraged.
And the rankings are, so there's like, there's the music is a third, and then the cooking show and, like, I don't know how much, like, stuff like that, like all the challenges, that's another category. And then there's the vibes category.
Aura.
The aura category. And that's the main thing, because people are getting together, they're making a band. The music probably will be really good, because we have a lot of really awesome people involved. But, like, the performance aspect is going to be the part that makes it good for TV.
Mm-hmm. It's just the energy behind it is going to be...
Like, I don't want to do any spoilers, but my one friend who's being involved, he's doing a band that's IKEA-themed.
Wow.
Songs, costumes, everything IKEA.
And now, so he knows this already. Is this something he's going to have to negotiate with his randomly assigned band members?
Yes.
He will.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's going to be part of the fun, is the negotiation process with every band.
Yeah, and there's prizes for the best and the worst bands.
There are, yeah.
So, yeah, and the audience
is it a good prize?
Well, we can't say. Okay. We can't say. Okay. But we just want you to know that we spent all the money that we're planning on making from door sales. We might be in a lot of debt, but
all of it is going towards the event.
All of it towards prizes and things for the audience. Like, it's going to be a very interactive evening. We encourage people to have the best time of their lives, and we encourage you to, you know, engage with us, engage with the musicians. If they have a moment where they feel comfortable, they're going to fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you hoping is the impact of this event?
More events.
I think it would be good to inspire people to do stuff like that, yeah, with more events. And I think on top of that, like for me at least, like a big thing that I'm hoping for is for people to just question what they're doing day to day and to have something novel and exciting to do that makes them feel a sense of purpose. Because I think it's very easy to get stuck in routines in your life and to not think about what roles you're doing every day all the time. And I think it's really nice to have environments where that is completely uprooted and like you just get to really see what it's like to not engage with that and then maybe see if what you're doing day to day could get some adjusting afterwards. I think that's an important thing to do.
Yeah, and you get to see people like in the worst state they've ever been in. And all you have to do is show up for a show April 25th, Saturday at probably 7 p.m. We're going to do 7 p.m. 7 p.m. to midnight. And you just get to see the aftermath of
24 hours of no sleep.
24 hours of clowns.
And hard work. And game shows.
Yeah, the purest forms of expression.
Yes.
The other thing that inspired this that I forgot to talk about. So, you know Captain Beefheart?
Yes.
So,
But for anyone out there who might not know.
Oh, Captain Beefheart, it's hard to explain. He's like honky-tonky.
He's like an experimental sort of folk adjacent, but also sort of rock and jazz adjacent. Just, I would consider him like a painter who was given instruments and who has a really good voice and crazy poems.
Certified weirdo, I think.
Certified weirdo, absolutely. But also extremely unwell and abusive to his band members. But he used to sleep deprive them in order to make them more suggestible, so that they would play weirder music and they would play the weird stuff that he was trying to come up with. And that also inspired it.
And thankfully, we are not doing that on a long-term scale, like how he was doing over the course of however long his band went on, which was several years. But I think one night is all right, as long as people are consenting, and they are if they're signing up. It is very explicitly in the forms, and we are dealing with that well, I think, with the consent forms as well.
Sure. And what student has not spent 24 hours awake for one reason or another?
Exactly. Right? Like, you have to do that all the time for school as well. I don't know. I've had to do that many times for less exciting things.
Sure. Have you planned events before? Is this your first foray? No, like, or is this like a thing you're sort of regularly used to doing?
I think we've both planned events before a few times. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done lots of like crazy events, but usually just with my friends, like I was saying. This is our first like time letting the crazy into the world. Mm-hmm. Like, we've done murder mystery parties that are really weird, like done weird birthday parties with weird events. Lots of like we're a really weird group of people and we feel lonely.
Damn.
We feel no shame, but we are lonely.
You need millions of strangers in our house.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, the process is still ongoing, but have you learned anything from putting together this event in particular?
Yeah, I would say so. I think it's definitely big on the who we're inviting into our home, obviously, because that's a big thing. In the past, when I've run events, typically I don't run them, unless if it's like the smaller ones that we've done at our house, those we tend to run at our house with our group of friends, but I haven't really done an event where it's people that I'm not already familiar with coming to my house. Usually I do that. Well, I ran Noise Pollution, and that was at Pacific Spirit, and that is a very different environment. So I think there's a lot of...
It's not the place
like,
you sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I think, the biggest learning thing is just like setting boundaries with people coming into your home and everything. And I guess it's similar to a house party in a lot of ways, but like 24 hours and filmed. yeah.
And you, Ollie, have you learned anything through this process? No is an acceptable answer, but
friendships can fall apart, but they can be rebuilt. And you know, this doesn't even have that much money involved. Like, I don't know how I've gotten into so many arguments because of this event. But it's, you know, I've learned a lot about conflict resolution, and I just hope that this thing happens, so I can get my deposit back on the venue, And, you know, if people show up to it, that's great. But I'm going to have a great time regardless if anybody shows up on April 25th at 7 p.m. at Red Gate.
Yes.
I'm going to have a great time. So.
Well, and I think, yeah. You know, all the best art is kind of made without consideration of is someone going to like this, right? It's this is what I want to make and this is what I want to do. And I think the confidence to just do that is what makes it sort of unique and interesting because it's different, right?
The intense urges coming out.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And it's rare that you have a space where there's enough pressure to like lose your inhibition for the actual thing that you're creating. Mm-hmm.
I think the nice thing too is that since there are set, what's it called, like challenges and things, there's a certain structure around it that is conducive to creation of different elements that come together within a band context or music, visuals. We're hoping that they have like logos and stuff like that too. One of the potential prizes might depend on that, so it's really crucial that the bands have some kind of a logo.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think having a structure around it really helps, and I'm hoping that people are like, if not feeling like fulfilled, like they got the whatever their like creative urges are out, also potentially even just like come out of it with something that they are proud of, or at least with like getting to meet new people that they can play music with, that they hopefully also get along with. That would be really awesome. Mm. To see like some bands come out of this, and just to be able to have musicians meet each other, because I think it's pretty rare to have spaces where like artists can connect with each other while they're making things without it having to be like a either like exclusively, this is very free form, especially with music. I've been in a lot of spaces where we are just jamming, this is free form, but there is going to be no structure to it at all. Or there's an immediate structure imposed that is like, this is someone has songs written, stuff like that, not just like the process of creating songs together. And I think like that's a pretty valuable space to have, and especially to be able to meet other musicians in that kind of a context where there's some structure, but you have the creative liberty to make something together out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also the idea that, you know, there are challenges and all these other things to do can help, you know, forge relationships and sort of like fast track some of that necessary getting to know each other that comes with being in a musical group, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part, because it really does require, like in any band I've been in, and I'm in bands with Emerson as well, but every band, like, you need that night out where something crazy happens. Mm-hmm. And then after that, your music is way better.
Yeah, you need something to sort of, like, galvanize you. Or, yeah, you know, like
in any relationship, really. Like, the novel experiences, I think, are hugely important for any interpersonal situation where you are trying to get close to each other in any way. And I think that is very, like, very important to any kind of art form as well. Art is very vulnerable, and I think it's, like, yeah, I think it's one of the most vulnerable things that people can do together. And I think overall it's just going to be a huge exercise of trust for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that potentially can be very, very healing for people as well, hopefully.
We've talked a lot about the sort of musical, the music and artistic side of things. There's also, as we've talked about, this kind of like game show, reality TV side of things. Do the two of you, or either of you, do you consume reality TV and game shows? Like, is there sort of like familiarity and experience you're drawing from?
It's mainly like just ballpark things.
It's mainly just like the stuff that we've
YouTube,
done with our friends.
YouTube,
I think,
is mainly like, I think a lot of people in our generation too, like we all grew up with YouTube stuff that's kind of similar to what we're doing. I think ours is better than what they were doing, but like, having somebody who's a little zany, a little bit off their rocker, and they're dressed up real weird, and they're kind of reporting on an event and bothering people kind of free form, like, that's kind of like the idea of what we're going for. And I do trust all the people that we've hired as hosts to make their time slots interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a lot of people that who are interested that come from a sort of journalism background as well, which I think is pretty conducive to it. I think in terms of what I'm envisioning for it is maybe more of like a documenting it sort of journalistically, but in that like really chaotic way as well. Like chaotic journalism of some kind would be fun to see. And in terms of the game shows, I personally don't really consume game show content all that much, but a lot of the events that like we've done with our friends are kind of adjacent to that.
And yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of the things we do are kind of like Japanese game shows that you see on YouTube for some reason. And there's like a guy on a tower of like barrels, and there's another guy who's like running into it with his head, and everybody's having a great time.
Or everybody's biting down on everyday objects to see if they're chocolate or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like
yeah,
that.
Like we've actually done that before. Like, it's just about having an audience and having a task. The task doesn't matter, but it's just about the audience and the pressure to complete something.
Yeah.
And then people will do things that you never thought they would do. And it's always unique and it's always special.
Unusual tasks are great for this as well, because I think it really emphasizes the point.
So you've got your participants locked down. Mm-hmm. You know who's participating. You've got everything ready, and now we're just sort of waiting to start on the 24th at 8 p.m. and then run until the event, or the performance, I guess. The whole thing's an event.
Yeah.
On the 25th at 7 p.m. at Redgate.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else people need to know? Any way people can get involved?
Yeah, you can come to the event. We're going to make it pay what you can, because I know that everybody's kind of weird with money right now. So you don't have to pay to show up. We just want you there, because we want this to be the craziest Saturday night people have for a while. And that requires people to show up.
Yeah.
It'll be great if nobody shows up, because it'll just be us like messing around. But if you're there, you have a chance to win a giant check. You have a chance to win like food prizes.
How many chances does the average person get to win a giant novelty check?
There's going to be about...
That depends on how many novelty checks show up.
There's going to be 60 giant checks that I've ordered. I could order more if people decide we need more, but there's a 1 in 60 chance.
I just meant in general in life. Like, you don't get very many chances to win.
This is the highest chance I think a lot of people might have, at least in the next 5 years, I would say.
Yeah, and you get to be on TV. Your opinion matters. It doesn't matter to anybody, but it matters to us. And we're going to make sure that you can say it, whatever it is, and it might end up in the film.
It might be potentially one of the more democratic events of the past 5 years in North America.
Well, it's not a high bar, but I appreciate you striving for it.
You know
regardless.
What? That's what we're doing. We're rebuilding democracy.
We are rebuilding democracy.
This is the second wave of democracy in North America.
I think, like, unfortunately right now, liberalism is not having its best moment, and I think we're trying to do something about it.
Well, I appreciate the important and exciting and weird work that you're both doing. Thanks for joining me today. Any sort of like final pitches for people to come hang out? I know we just sort of did that for a few minutes, but I'll give you the floor one last time.
Please.
I've spent a lot of money like that I don't have, and if you show up and you give like $1 each, it'll probably cover it, maybe. So please show up on April 25th, Saturday, 7 p.m. at Redgate, or watch the film and send a donation or something. I spent like a lot of money. It'd be really nice.
It would be nice to break even.
And if people want more info, is there somewhere they can go?
At 24 underscore Bob.
24 hour, HR.
Oh, HR, yeah.
24 HR underscore Bob on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks to you both, for coming here and for doing this cool, weird 24-hour Battle of the Bands. And we'll hope to see all of you out there at Redgate on Saturday, April 24th at 7 p.m.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
Yay! is Bird Note. This week, we're asking you to consider supporting the show at birdnote.org. Bird Note's powerful storytelling is only possible because of financial support from listeners like you. With the research, writing, editing, fact-checking, and sound design that goes into every story, it costs about $1,200 to produce each new episode that airs on stations like yours. Now, that sounds like a lot, but think about it this way. If 100 listeners go to birdnote.org and pledge support for $10 a month, that will pay for 10 whole episodes over the course of the next year. You'll be helping to educate, uplift, and inspire people all across the country. A donation to Bird Note is like a twig in a nest. Birds can't lay their eggs on a twig, but when hundreds of twigs are weaved together, you have a safe and cozy place for baby birds to hatch and fledge. So think about contributing a twig to the nest that will fledge our next episode. A one-time gift of any amount or recurring monthly support of $10, $20, or even $50 will make a big difference. Just visit birdnote.org today. From all of us at Bird Note, thank you for your support. I'm Jonice Franklin.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. You just heard my interview with Ollie and Emerson about the 24-hour Battle of the Bands coming up next Saturday, April 24th at Redgate. Just a cool, kooky event that I think is going to be a lot of fun, and you should support if you can. You can find out more information at 24HR_BOB on Instagram, or just show up at the Redgate on Main Street next Saturday at 7 p.m. Okay, that's it for Speak Up this week. Well, today, at least. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of music from Balkan Schmalken, who are a cool global dance party. Anyway, and they have a new album out called No Trumpet Left Behind, and this one is called Maki Maki. See you next week. Democracy Now! Is up next.
Isi kamni, isi kamni, pare chujasat, amen singne, kaiti chijanas, sasma efta, efta besh, alaikana efta, efta balardesh, hop. Hop, le 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 le, kichi kichi kichi, ale ale chi chi, dili dili dili, na ni na ni na, hey kichi kichi kichi, ale ale chi chi, dili dili dili, na ni na ni na, teo chi cha te to play, dili dili dili, na ni na ni na, echangin dar my pray, dili dili dili, na ni na. Mariuszka, Mariaruszka, Maruszka. Maki, 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 Mariana, Mariuszka, Mariaruszka, Maruszka. Opa! Hop, hop, Dilly dilly dilly, da di da di da.
やる。